بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب فضل الحب في الله والحث عليه وإعلام الرجل من يحبه أنه يحبه وماذا يقول له إذا أعلمه. الحمد لله. This is the 46th chapter of Riyad al-Salihin. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this chapter, which is a chapter on the virtue of loving someone for the sake of Allah. Loving someone solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and encouraging loving for the sake of Allah, and informing the person whom you love for the sake of Allah that verily you love him for the sake of Allah, and what reply that person should give to the person who has informed him now that I love you for the sake of Allah. قال الله تعالى محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم إلى آخر السورة. In this verse, the lengthy verse, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is the messenger of Allah. Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the messenger of Allah. And those with him, referring to the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم أجمعين, they are stern, أشداء على الكفار, they are stern against the disbelievers, رحماء بينهم, and they are compassionate amongst themselves. So loving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having muhabbat for the sake of Allah, رحماء, they have mercy and compassion for one another. وقال تعالى والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم in Surah Al-Hashr. This particular verse refers to the Ansar who were living in Medina, and they were the ones who invited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and pledged allegiance to him that we will take care of you in Medina Munawwara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding them والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان, and those who had made Medina their home, and Iman, in other words, they had adopted Iman, min qablihim, from before the Muhajirin making Hijr and coming to Medina. And one salient feature of the Ansar were, yuhibbuna man hajara ilayhim, they loved those people who made Hijrat and came to them. In other words, they welcomed them and they loved them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore you find that the Ansar brother was prepared to share his home with a Muhajir brother. He was prepared to share his belongings, his possessions, to the extent that if an Ansari brother had two wives, he was even prepared to divorce one wife and let his Muhajir brother marry her. So here, loving for the sake of Allah, encouraging one another to love, not for ulterior motives of the dunya and for things that a person requires in the dunya, that is why you love him. No, the person should love his Muslim brother solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ثلاث من كن فيه وجد بهن حلاوة الإيمان أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما وأن يحب المرأة لا يحبه إلا لله وأن يكره أن يعود في الكفر بعد أن أنقذه الله منه كما يكره أن يقذف في النار. متفق عليه. أنس رضي الله عنه narrates, رسول الله mentions there are three qualities, if it is found in a person then he will experience the sweetness of Iman. Halawatul Iman, the sweetness of Iman. There are three qualities. If it is found in any person, then he will experience the sweetness of Iman. What is the sweetness of Iman? Ulama have explained, when a person has the sweetness of Iman, then he will begin to enjoy obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will find istilzadu ta'at in his life. He will enjoy performing salat, he will enjoy making the dhikr of Allah, he will enjoy obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever ibadah it is, whether it is roza or sadaqah or hajj or umrah, he will enjoy making that particular ibadah, and he will detest doing anything that will be disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the three qualities? That a person loves, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are more dear to him, are more beloved to him, than anybody else. So the first quality is that the person loves Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anything else in the world. The second one, that he loves a person only for the sake of Allah. That he loves a person only for the sake of Allah. He doesn't like, love that man because probably he'll give him his daughter, or marry him to his sister, or because he needs some business deal to be done, and therefore you find him that he's expressing love to him. No. He loves him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third, that he detests going back to kufr. After Allah has saved him and rescued him from kufr, just like a person detests being cast into a fire. Nobody wants to be thrown in any fire. So like that, the person does not want to go to kufr after Allah gave him iman. So those people who accepted Islam in their lives, they love Islam so much that they hate going back and becoming renegade and turning away from Islam. So this is a quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised these three people. And of course those who had iman from the beginning, and they too do not want to leave iman and go to kufr. So three qualities if a person has, then he loves, then he has got the sweetness of iman. Number one, Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are most beloved to him than anything else in this world. Second one is that the person loves his Muslim brother solely for the pleasure of Allah. And the third is that the person detests going to disbelieve, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has removed him from kufr. Allah has saved him and rescued him from kufr. Allah has blessed him with iman. He does not want to lose his iman. So such a person will enjoy the sweetness of iman. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله إمام عادل وشاب نشأ في عبادة الله عز وجل ورجل قلبه معلق بالمساجد ورجلان تحابا في الله اجتمع عليه وتفرق عليه ورجل دعته امرأة ذات حسن وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله ورجل تصدق بصدقة فأخفاها حتى لا تعلم شماله ما تنفق يمينه ورجل ذكر الله خاليا ففا This hadith we have heard before. Seven persons will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be no shade but Allah's shade. On the day of Qiyamah, we know the condition, the horrifying conditions of Qiyamah, with the sun will be hovering above the heads of the people. On that day, Allah will give shade to certain people. In this particular hadith, seven specific people have been mentioned. Ulama have gathered many others also who are mentioned in other ahadith. Some have counted approximately 70 such people. But in this particular hadith, seven such persons will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day when there will be no shade but his shade. First one, Imamun Adil, a just ruler. A ruler who is not biased. A ruler who is not an oppressor. He does not harm the people, but he is concerned about the benefit of his citizens and he rules justly among them. So Imamun Adil. Second one, Washabun Nash'a fi ibadatillah. That youngster who grew up in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That youngster who grows up in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his youth is not in sin, but it is in salat, in ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person will also be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, that person whose heart is always attached to the masjid. Wherever you're looking for him, people, you'll ask the people, where is so-and-so? No, you'll find him in the masjid. And really you find him in the masjid. He comes into the masjid long before time. He will remain in the masjid long after salat is over. His heart is always inclined and attached. The word is mu'allaq, attached to the masjid. May Allah give us these qualities. Number four, وَرْجُلَانِ تَحَابَ فِي اللَّهِ. Two brothers, two people who love one another for the sake of Allah. The gathering is also for the sake of Allah, and the departing is also for the sake of Allah. In other words, again, they have no ulterior motives. The meeting is not for some dunya transaction, but the meeting solely for the pleasure of Allah. Perhaps they're going together in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they come into the masjid and they are showing muhabbat solely for the pleasure of Allah. So they gather together, they come into a majlis, to a gathering for the pleasure of Allah, and when they depart also, it is for the pleasure of Allah. Then next is that person who, that man who is invited and he is lured and enticed by a very beautiful woman. Another hadith says that to Mansibin wa Jamal, she's got high status, high lineage, and she's very beautiful, and she tries to lure him. What does he reply? He says, "Inni akhafu Allah, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So such a person will also be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then that person who gives charity, he gives sadaqah, and he conceals the sadaqah. In other words, he doesn't mention to any person. He gives it with such sincerity that the hadith says that when his right hand gives, the left hand even does not know. What does it mean? He gives it with full sincerity. He does it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't want any name and fame. And lastly, the seventh one is that man who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala khaliyan, in solitude, all alone at home, all alone in the masjid. Nobody is watching him, and he's taking the name Allah, Allah. He's making the dhikr of Allah. And as he's making the dhikr of Allah, fafadat aynahu, tears are rolling down his cheeks. He's shedding tears. So these are the seven people who will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the day of Qiyamah. A just ruler, a youth that grew up in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the man whose heart is always attached to the masjid, two people who love one another for the sake of Allah, and that man who is enticed by a woman, but he says, "I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Then the person who gives charity, he conceals his charity so much that his left hand does not even know what his right hand is giving. And the last person is that person who makes the dhikr of Allah in solitude, and then whilst he is shedding tears. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.